I chose that song for many reasons, but one was the fact that my topic is the downbeat of life. And that particular song had a very nice downbeat to it. I saw you going right with it. So, first, thank you very much for allowing me to have a little bit of your time. I'm going to be the perfect example of the distraction of what I'll be talking about, because I have had some distractions the last couple weeks that I feel like I'm very unprepared for this. So if I meander and if I wander, good Lord's going to bring me right back to the center again. So the downbeat of life I'm going to use in music as a comparison to the connection or the pulse of God that every single one of us has in us. A downbeat is this sound. It's a centering note. It's an anchoring note. It creates community. It creates a oneness, which is the same as, regardless of what's going on, we have that innate inside of us. Musicians, hundreds of years ago, mostly for jazz, decided that they needed an anchoring note, so that when everybody did their own thing, as in jazz music usually is the case, there's a place where everyone comes back to. Regardless of how far they get, there's somebody doing that note that they anchor into. So it's the downbeat is a note that everyone agrees upon. It's the heartbeat. It's a repeating note that creates a community, a oneness. It makes a groove, so to say, and the groove creates comfort. In the steady groove of the note, regardless of each other instrument, the community, the strength, and the oneness can almost bring the calmness and a meditative sense of trance. It's home. It's base. The downbeat of music and the downbeat of life is a wordless, and it's universal. It's body wisdom, and that in itself is the operative word, and what I'm trying to get across is body wisdom is innate. It's non-thinking. It's non-intellectual, and it's intangible. All things of God. You can't necessarily put your hand on God, but when you go inside where everything is quiet and calm and peaceful, there's your tangent. There's the tangible part of what community, source one is. It's the pulse of life. Something that when God created each and every one of us, however long ago our first initial spark was, that was the beat, the downbeat, the connection to God, the oneness of every single thing he ever did, the community of it, yet the individual. Now, as humans, we tend to bring intelligence in everything that we do. Intelligence is tangible. It's always listening. It's sometimes afraid. It makes assumptions which could bring into discomfort, dis-ease, disorderliness. Intelligence is the fight or flight syndrome that in that structure of how we're made up, the fight or flight, mind going haywire, whatever the case is, our DNA starts getting faster and faster and faster. And then that causes disharmony with the single note that we each come with, the downbeat of life. And when you have that disharmony and haywireness or busyness or whatever you may want to call it, then the pulse, this. All of a sudden gets softer. And intellect is getting in the way instead of allowing the body wisdom to come in. When you listen to the downbeat, you go internally, go back to the innate, the calm, safe place that is the God-given, God-gifted right given to each individual. It slows down the adrenals. It calms the system, calms the intellect, puts it kind of back in the back burner where it needs to be so that the innate downbeat is the strong one. And the perfect example of that is therapy drumming. Therapy drumming is very, very effectual for autistic, whatever the case may be, ADD, this or that, because it gives them back that connection that is stuck and given and in each one of us, even though it gets scattered away. Now you take all this information of life in general and then put it to the internal beat that we all have. It's the pulse or the breath of God that is our God-gifted right to tap into. Like I said, He gave it to us at creation, wherever we were when we were beginning and we created, whatever we became in the many, many lifetimes. That beat is still there so that you're able to go in, be quiet, be still, and breathe. As we get older, we grow up, the intellect tends to get the stronger of all the vibrations in our life, and then there becomes school and marriage and children and health, work, whatever the case is. And then it's quiet. So I wanted to just give kind of a little example of how distractions come in. And I have, several of you have something that I just want you to make noise with whatever you have. I'm going to make the downbeat. Disharmonious, if that's a word, all of that just became. That is life for most of us, where each individual sound is beautiful in its own right, but you have to weave it in and allow this to be the strong, where everything goes to. It's kind of funny. I got this idea to do this talk from a friend of mine who's a famous drummer named Russell Buddy Helm. He's played with Bo Diddley, Frank Zappa, Three Dog Night, on and on and on, and now does therapy healing with his drums. I met him the day I met my teacher for my tuning forks, and that's where I bought my first drum from. He happens to be putting things on Facebook because he's writing his, like, eighth book. And there was something about the downbeat of life. And right then and there, I knew there was a talk that was coming. And it has just been percolating back there about somehow connecting the downbeat of music similar to the downbeat of life, connecting it to the pulse of God. I'm going to share a message, if I may. And it kind of taps in with what I'm saying, and it even can show my heavenly friends are so high up, but nobody is immune to distractions. Nobody, no matter what. Welcome, dear friend. As always, are we grateful for the opportunity to spend time and share messages with you. It is our honor. Today we wish to discuss centering. It coincides with the message yesterday of tapping into the pulse, the frequency of God light or source. There will always be distractions, noise, and disharmony to take you away from center and off course of your particular soul journey. Regardless of what particular vehicle you may reside in, as this does not only happen to humanity, God gave each of his creations free will, so distractions are abundant wherever and with whomever. But all can be recentered again by the same way. Quietness, stillness, and going inward to connect to soul, source, the pulse. There is so much outward stimuli that inward is sometimes a hard concept to fathom. There then becomes every excuse possible to justify why you can't do it, and all of a sudden, before you are even aware, so much of your allotted time in this particular journey has passed that you end up on the back end of your measurement of time. And this catch-up or overwhelmment of the mountain in front of you, or again, yet another excuse of being too late to begin in the first place. You make something that's innate and simple become so seemingly incredibly hard that you don't even try, when in the truth, it's one of the simplest acts or abilities possible. All that needs to be done is be still for a moment. Be quiet and listen. Center, go inside and find the breath, the beat of source. With the cacophony of life's distractions, very similar to all that noise that we just heard, most can't or won't even sit down to try. This by no means is a judgment placed upon his creations or your humanity. Instead, just a statement of fact. Your particular world is now moving so fast, it's spinning out of control, and with time spinning like that, it becomes the stronger vibration and then entrains the masses to it, which then creates even a faster, more hectic pace. It's a wonder your planet doesn't spin itself right into another orbit. Thank God for his greatness. We ourselves got a little chaotic in the message, and that is a perfect example of that in which we speak. Take a breath along with us, Soaring Eagle. Slow down and go inside. Feel the pulse, find the calm, and allow it to permeate through you. We close for now, allowing you time to go inward. Breathe the calm, innate sense of life so you may carry it with you throughout your day. Others will feel it, and they too will find a sense of peace. We love you, our dear friend, and until next, we ensconce you in our love light. Just in them discussing about what was going on, if you could see my writing, it got hectic. It got crazy. They themselves, who were such high beings, were so privy to the same distractions that we get wrapped up in. I work with one of the people's groups, whatever, are soul seeds. And they're about 14 feet tall, and they're very willowy, and they remind me of a willow tree, how they just move and fluctuate. And they are nothing but pure love. And the most prominent thing that I see when I see them is the pulse, their heartbeat, just beating so strong that it entrains you into the love. If you feel, you can't help but feel the love, the connection, because they're so powerful. And that's what they're speaking of, for us to tap in, us to go into that center when all the craziness gets going on. Again, perfect example the last couple of weeks that, you know, I felt unprepared for this, but when you just sit to the side, go in, move everything else, and it becomes a very harmonious life. And therefore, your pulse, which is the beat of God that each single one of us has, becomes the high vibrating, strong beat that causes everyone else to feel that feeling and beat as well. Now I'm going to ask Kay to play another song in just a second. And this is kind of an exercise that for, it's like about 4 minutes, that I invite you to close your eyes and find the downbeat of this song. It's a familiar song that everybody's going to love. You're going to find the downbeat, and as you find it, take it and go inside yourself. Find that God-given center that so many of us don't pay attention. The Buddhist monk is going to be more centered than the majority of us. Mother Teresa, Gandhi, etc., etc. But they still have distractions. So this is just a very short, close your eyes and see how inward that you may go on this. Thank you. The downbeat. beautiful as that was, everything's intermingling. When it started skipping, instantly my shoulders go up. So there's a distraction in there trying to worm its way in, which is what so many things try to do. I shared a comparison the other day of the basket weave. If you take a basket weave, and in the center of the basket is the pulse, the God-like quality that each one of us has, the connection to source, spirit, creator, whatever you choose to call. That is the center. That's the centering of all that is. And then the basket, the outer parts, weave in and out. And sometimes when they get closer, then we're so much more centered and we're so much calmer. And then it goes out on the outside and then there's life. And then you get to come back inside closer to center again, and there's that calm, there's that peace. And then sure enough, something comes around and it's going to go right back out again. That was the best comparison for me that I could find of connecting to the source and understanding that you chose to live in this vehicle at the moment, whichever it may be, and with this vehicle comes life. That's why we chose to live it, to life. As I said, you can hear how harmonious each individual instrument was as they all connected to their own beat, yet stayed centered to the downbeat. I used Buddha, Mother Teresa as examples a while ago of being very centered and very connected. They just learned how to connect better. They learned how to go in. They still had distractions just like the rest of us. They just learned the inward point. They learned a secret, which is here. So I have one more short piece of a message, and I'm going to close out with this. And take it how it resonates with you. So I'm kind of coming in the middle of a message, but it's starting where I can share. You are walking through the doors of next, shedding that which no longer serves you and receiving all that is being offered. All that has been just on the other side of the door, awaiting you, ready to allow you to be your highest self. Walk on through, soaring eagle, then fly. Fly like you have done for eons of time. Fly high, fly proud, and fly worthy. It's your calling, and a calling that is deserved, as you are truly worthy. Each of us are equal to that. You are chosen. Don't ever forget that. Tap into the pulse of Source. Feel his heartbeat connect with yours. They beat in tandem. Feel the energy, the love. Receive the light as from Source. Breathe it in. Allow it to permeate through your entire soul. Release all external noise, distractions, and concerns. And just listen and feel the beat. God's vibration. You are connected. We are connected. All is connected as one. Hold on to this feeling, this pulse, and spread it out to others. Allow it to beat so strong that it entrains others to you, to us, to God the Father, Creator, the source of all. This, dear one, is the secret of life. Truly not a secret, but truthfully a forgotten way of living. Assist in reminding others this forgotten feeling. Be the conduit that connects and re-sparks, refreshes and reminds others the simplicity of life, the love beat or pulse of life, if you will. You are one of humanity's hope, Terry. You chose this journey to help others remember. And this form you reside in is easy to be distracted, but tap into what you know and all that is and share it with the masses, even if it's one at a time. Because easily can one be two, then four, then more. Just by entraining them to the pulse will they entrain others, and so on and so on and so on. You have the perfect venue to begin and relay the message in these next few days. Utilize it. Share this message, then share you and your pulse, God's pulse, so they in turn may share it with others. And so it begins, and so it shall be. In His holy name, amen. Truly, all it takes is a moment in time, a moment just to be quiet, to go in and feel. You can actually, when you feel that heartbeat, that pulse of the God in you, you all of a sudden become universal and cosmic. There are no boundaries to what you have and what you can do. And then that becomes the strong vibration. And then when Tom and Dick and Harry and Sally and Sue all come up beside you, they are naturally going to raise up to where you are because you are beating so strong. So I invite each of you to join me in being the strong vibration, the God connection, because it's the only way humanity is going to make it. So thank you very much.